It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Do you remember what it was like to fall in love? That slow process of getting to know someone, letting them see you, the real you, not your social mask, sharing dreams and telling secrets. It can feel intoxicating and addictive. So what if I told you that a team of researchers can make that happen in a laboratory between two strangers? It takes 1 hour and 36 questions. But they have to be the right questions.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Would you like to be famous? In what way?
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
When did you last sing to yourself?
Or to someone else?
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
What do you value most in a friendship?
What is your most treasured memory?
What is your most terrible memory?
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly,
would you change anything about the way you're living now?
What does friendship mean to you?
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
How close and warm is your family?
Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find the most disturbing?
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
What if anything is too serious to be joked about?
When did you last cry in front of another person?
Or by yourself?
If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone,
what would you most regret not having told someone?
Why haven't you told them yet?
Those are some questions, huh? I mean, some of them I haven't even asked myself, let alone anyone else. Imagine asking them on a blind date. 20 years ago, psychologist Arthur Aaron designed those questions for a study on love and intimacy, and he used them in a famous experiment.
A man and a woman, heterosexual, walk into a lab. Each is told that the other knows a little bit about them and is interested in meeting them, and then they sit across from each other. They answer these 36 questions, and then they stare into each other's eyes without speaking for 4 minutes. And one couple who did the study later went on to get married.
Mandy Lynn Catron wrote a column for the New York Times recently called To Fall in Love with Anyone, Do This. It's the story of how 20 years after that experiment, she read about it and then tried it herself one night with a guy she'd just met. And they fell in love, too.
We were at a bar in Vancouver. We had been at the Vancouver Art Gallery, and we went out for beer after. And we were just sort of chatting about relationships. And he was saying, I have this theory that you could fall in love with anyone, you know, assuming you have a certain number of common interests. And then I remember this study, and I said, well, actually, you know, someone has tried to make people fall in love in the lab. And said, you know, I've always wanted to try it. And he was like, let's do it. And so we did.
How well did you know this guy when you started?
Not that well. Like, that night was the first night that we'd hung out, just the two of us.
And did you feel anything start to shift or change as you were asking these questions?
So the original study is designed to take 90 minutes. We spent probably twice that amount of time talking. And I did feel like I went from not really knowing this person to knowing him quite well over just a few hours. I think it would be hard to really honestly answer the questions and not feel that way.
And did he feel the same way, do you think?
I think so, yeah.
So then what happened? You get all the way through the questions, then what?
The second component of the study is that you stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes. And he was like, well, like, do you think maybe we should do that too? And I kind of hesitated. So we walked down the street to the bridge because we wanted to go somewhere that wasn't too crowded, and did the 4-minute staring in the eyes. It was very uncomfortable.
What was uncomfortable?
It was a good experience. I think you just have to be kind of brave to just look at someone and let someone look at you for that amount of time. I mean, at least the first couple of minutes were pretty uncomfortable.
What changed?
You kind of settle into the experience. You sort of drift out of that sense of like looking into someone's soul or whatever into just sort of being really present in the moment. And I don't know, other people would probably have different experiences, but that was mine.
And then are you guys together now?
We are, yeah.
Oh, wait, say more. So you did actually wind up falling in love with each other?
Yeah, but it didn't happen right away. It's been interesting seeing the response to the article because it wasn't like we started a relationship right away. We really just started a friendship and then spent a few months deciding whether or not it was going to become something more than that.
Hmm. Do you still stare into each other's eyes?
Occasionally, yeah.
That's Mandy Len Catron's story. She wrote it for the New York Times Modern Love column.